was from the late Ben Rich. Ben Rich ran the Skunk Works division over at Lockheed. I mean, this is where they built the stealth fighter and so on. Ben Rich succeeded Kelly Johnson in that capacity. And toward the end of his life, Ben Rich made several statements, both in writing and in verbally, on the topic of UFOs and ET reality. One such statement was at an alumni meeting at UCLA School of Engineering. And it was ostensibly on just the history of Lockheed, you know, technology mm-hmm. development and so on. But then he ended it with this statement, we now have the technology to take ET home. And then he said, oh, yeah, thank you very much. And that's where he ended it. And then, of course, he was mobbed by all these people afterward, and they had a kind of an informal chat after this. And one of the things that Rich had said, you know, he was talking about UFO cover-ups and secrecy, and he said that his understanding of this, okay, he wasn't speaking from definite knowledge. I mean, I think he was giving himself, you know, an out here, but he said it was his understanding that that there was a kind of an international control group, but that this problem had been under the general management of the U.S. president until about 1969. At which point he said it was taken and moved into more private mm-hmm. hands and implying international.
I think you're right, because the next president up, of course, was Nixon.
Right.
He did know something.
Mm-hmm.
Based on what I hear, I mean, there was a story that he took the former comedian Jackie Gleason. They
right.
were golfing one day, and Gleason said, come on, tell me, are these things real? And, and apparently, what I hear is that he took Gleason to see one of the alien bodies.
Yeah, I believe that was at Eglin Air Force Base in Florida, if I'm not mistaken. I could be wrong, but I think that's what the account was, that they went there. Gleason, of course, was a very, very knowledgeable, very sophisticated student of UFO phenomenon. He had an enormous library of this, was deeply, deeply interested in UFOs in general, and was friends with Nixon. And this statement came out from Gleason's, I believe, his ex-wife
at the time, yeah.
Right. Yeah, she seemed pretty adamant about it, and it's just another of these stories. But it does, you know, all of these little stories add up, and they seem to correspond very well with each other. You could argue, if you were a hardcore debunker, you could say, hey, you know, they're just working off of each other and creating this mythology. But I don't think so, personally. I don't think so at all. I think the old Cheech and Chong routine, if it looks like it, tastes like it, smells like it, you know what? That's
yeah.
what you're looking at. And I think that with the UFO phenomenon, this information is coming from too many different sources. Edgar Mitchell, the Apollo 14 astronaut, was asked about, you know, he was asked, how do you think the government can keep this secret all this time? And he said, look, they hide it in plain sight. And I think that's right in the sense. I mean, it is both possible, yes, and not possible to keep this thing secret. Possible, yes, in the sense that secrecy occurs all the time. When you're dealing with the military and the intelligence community, that is a way of life. That's how it is. And so you have layers and layers and layers of secrecy. Yes. On the other hand, stuff gets out.
I'm going to read you a couple paragraphs about this Gleason thing, because it's
great.
So important. And you're right, it is in Florida. And it says, I remember Gleason telling me about one of his sightings of several discs in Florida. And then he went on to say, they were sitting down having a few drinks. It says Warren had downed a few beers. Gleason had a number of drinks, his favorite, Rob Roy's. That conversation really got down to brass tacks. At some point, Gleason turned to me and said, I want to tell you something very amazing that will probably come out someday anyway. We've got them. Got what? I wanted to know. Aliens, Gleason sputtered, catching his breath. According to Warren, Jackie then proceeded to tell him the intriguing set of circumstances that led him to the stunning conclusion that extraterrestrials have arrived on our cosmic shores. It was back when Nixon was in office that something truly amazing happened to me, Gleason explained. We were close, golfing buddies, and we had been on the golf course all day when somewhere around the 15th hole, the subject of UFOs came up. Not many people know this, Gleason told Warren, but the president shares my interest in this matter and has a large collection of books in his home on UFOs, just like I do. For some reason, however, he never really took me into his confidence about what he personally knew to be true, one of the reasons being that he was unusually surrounded by so many aides and advisors. Later that night, matters changed radically when Richard Nixon showed up at Gleason's home around midnight. He was all alone for a change. There was no Secret Service agents with him or anyone else. I said, Mr. President, what are you doing here? And he said he wanted to take me someplace and show me something. Gleason got into the president's private car, and they sped off into the darkness, their destination, Homestead Air Force Base. I remember we got to the gate, and a young MP came up to the car to look inside, and his jaw seemed to drop a foot when he saw who was behind the wheel. He was just sort of pointed, and we headed off. Warren said that later, Gleason found out that the Secret Service was going absolutely crazy trying to find out where Nixon was. We drove to the very far end of the base in a segregated area, Gleason went on, finally stopping near a wall-guarded building. The security police saw us coming and just sort of moved back as we passed them and entered the structure. There were a number of labs we passed through first before we entered a section where Nixon pointed out what he said was the wreckage from a flying saucer, enclosed in several large cases. Gleason noted his initial reaction that this was all a joke, brought on by their earlier conversation on the golf course. But it wasn't, as Gleason soon learned. Next, we went into an inner chamber, and there were six or eight of what looked like glass-topped Coke freezers. Inside them were the mangled remains of what I took to be children. Then, upon closer examination, I saw some of the other figures looked quite old. Most of them were terribly mangled, as if they had been in an accident. According to Larry Warren's testimony regarding Gleason's lengthy conversation about UFOs, I forgot whether he said they had three or four fingers on each hand, but they definitely were not human. Of this he was most certain. For 3 weeks following his trip with Nixon to Homestead Air Force Base, the world-famous entertainer couldn't sleep. He couldn't eat. Jackie told me that he was very traumatized by all of this. He just couldn't understand why our government wouldn't tell the public all they knew about UFOs and space visitors. He said he even drank more heavily than usual until he could regain some of his own composure and come back down to everyday reality. Larry Warren is convinced that Gleason wasn't lying. Isn't that an incredible story?
Fascinating account. Absolutely.
And here again, though, government just doesn't want to tell us.
No. No. Power.
I mean, what would you do, Richard?
Power.
What would you do if they showed up, took you to Homestead Air Force Base, I don't know if there's anything there now, and you saw these aliens in jars, in tubes? Would you come on this show and tell us if they asked you not to? If they said, Richard, we're going to show you something that will change your life, but you cannot tell anybody, what would you do, honestly?
I would not participate in that.
You wouldn't go?
No, I would not. I mean, I would not compromise myself in that way. Now, let me just say this. I have spoken to, I haven't had anything experience like that, but I've talked with people on a confidential basis about some pretty... I've talked to people who confirmed to me that yes, there are programs to study this, and I have agreed not to reveal some of their names.
Well, and I can understand that.
Right.
I've done that. I will not reveal names of sources.
Right. Exactly. And so that's something. Yes, I would always honor my agreements on this. But I've already someone said to me already that, hey, look, if you're interested, I can give you some serious proof about this stuff over in Nevada. But you have to sign an NDA, a non-disclosure agreement. And I just said, no,
You won't do it.
I'm not going to do it, no. I mean, look, first of all, you're not going to tell me something that I probably don't know. I mean, yes, it's one thing to see it, have confirmation, but if I'm not permitted legally to discuss this, then there's no point. I spoke with one man about this. In fact, this is a guy who's very, very prominent, okay, in his field, and he's a brilliant man, and he's had a lot of connections in this world. And he said to me, look, I've known this. He said, and finally when I got confirmation, I thought it would make all the difference in the world. He said, it hasn't really made any difference, because who are you going to tell? You going to tell the New York Times? not going to believe you. And if they publish it, it's deniable anyway.
Stay
and so
with us.
He's kind of stuck with this information like a lot of other people who are confirmed.
We'll be back in a moment with Richard Dolan right here on Coast to Coast AM. Top of the hour, we'll open up the phone lines.